It's now again. Welcome back to Mindful Deconstruction. I'm your host, Jeremy West. Today's episode is inspired by a question I came across online that deeply resonated with me. This is from the Reddit forum r/deconstruction. And the person writes, "Does it ever get easier? I am certain I no longer believe what I was raised in, strict fundamentalist Christian. I would consider myself agnostic or maybe just spiritual at this point. I don't know exactly what I believe, and I'm okay with that, but the more I deconstruct my previous faith, the more stuff comes up. The more things that happened to me that I didn't remember before, the more I realize how screwed up it was to be raised in it. I've been diagnosed with PTSD, and religion is the core of most of my trauma. How do you rest comfortably in the unknown? How do you answer all the questions from well-meaning religious family?" First of all, to the poster, thank you for sharing your story. I want to acknowledge how incredibly brave it is to sit with these feelings and face the past. Deconstruction isn't just about beliefs. It's about unraveling the layers of impact those beliefs have had on your life, especially when they've caused trauma. Let's break this down. Does it ever get easier? Yes and no. Healing is not linear. There will be times when things feel lighter and you'll notice that old wounds don't sting the same way anymore. But there may also be moments when new layers of pain surface, as you've described. One thing that's helped me and many others I've worked with is to focus on small moments of progress. Healing doesn't mean erasing the pain or forgetting the past. It means finding ways to live meaningfully despite it. For example, mindfulness has been a transformative tool in my own deconstruction journey. It's not about solving every problem at once, but learning to sit with what arises without judgment. When memories or feelings surface, try a grounding exercise. Breathe deeply, name what you're feeling, and remind yourself, this is part of my story, but it's not the whole story. This is resting comfortably in the unknown that you mentioned. That's a big one. Many of us were taught that certainty is essential. Certainty in God, in the afterlife, in the Bible. Letting go of that can feel terrifying, like stepping off a cliff without a net. But what if uncertainty isn't the enemy? What if it's an invitation to grow? For me, mindfulness is key. It's not about trying to figure out all of the answers, but learning to trust the present moment. Here's a simple mantra I use. I don't need all the answers right now. This moment is enough. You might also try reframing the unknown as a space for possibility. Instead of focusing on what you've lost, consider what you've gained. Freedom to explore, to question, and to create a life that aligns with your values. Now, dealing with religious family. This is such a common struggle for people deconstructing. Well-meaning family members often ask questions that feel invasive or invalidating. They may not understand what you're going through, and that's okay. They don't need to. What matters is how you respond. Here are a few approaches that might help. Number one, set boundaries. It's okay to say, "I appreciate your concern, but I'm not comfortable discussing this right now." Boundaries are not about pushing people away. They're about creating space for your own healing. Second thing to do is to use neutral language. If you want to avoid conflict, you can say things like, "I'm still exploring what I believe," or "I'm focusing on my personal growth right now." You can also redirect the conversation, shift the focus to shared values or interests. For example, if they ask why you've stopped attending church, you might say, "I've been focusing on mindfulness and gratitude practices, which have been really meaningful for me." And a fourth thing to do is lean on support. Surround yourself with people who understand what you're going through, whether it's a therapist, a support group, or friends who have deconstructed. Having a safe space to process these conversations can make a huge difference. I want to give a note on PTSD and religious trauma. Living with PTSD adds another layer of complexity to this journey. If you haven't already, I highly recommend working with a therapist who specializes in trauma, especially religious trauma. Healing is possible, but it often requires professional guidance. In the meantime, practices like grounding exercises, journaling, and even creative expression can help you process emotions in a healthy way. To anyone who relates to this, know that you are not alone. Deconstruction is messy, and it's okay to feel all the things, anger, sadness, confusion, even relief. It's also okay not to have everything figured out. If this resonates with you, today's daily intention might be, how many more ways can I create space for my healing and embrace the unknown even more? For more on setting daily intentions, revisit episode 59 of It's Now Again. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Mindful Deconstruction. If you have thoughts or questions, please visit jeremywest.net, where you can also learn about my group and one-on-one mindfulness coaching. I specifically have a course for mindful deconstruction starting in January or February. I don't remember, but it's at jeremywest.net. Until tomorrow, stay present, keep practicing, and remember, it's now again.